Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? Well, it's definitely a fun word to say, but if you Google it, you look at the Oxford Dictionary, you're going to see the definition of as the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Yeah, okay, so what does that mean just in regular language? It means that when we come together, we're exponentially more powerful. Well, that's an exciting thought. More powerful. When we come together, we can do more. We can be better and greater than when we're alone. Well, obviously, we know that from the principle of divide and conquer. Because when we unite, we become stronger, right? Okay, but you know what? I like to give my SP clients, right? Sensory perceiver people, they like to put things in tangible terms. Let's look at it in the numbers way. Okay, so let's say everybody is on a scale of 1 to 10. They have some amount of power. Let's say one person is a 3 and one person is an 8. Well, synergy means that when we come together, we're not 11. We're not even 24. We are 8 to the 3rd power or 3 to the 8th power. Oh my God, now what does that amount to, right? What are those numbers? 8 to the 3rd power is 512. Well, what's 3 to the 8th power? 6,561. Okay, so now let's just take a step back there and think about when we empower people, we make them exponentially more able to do and be things. But I tell people, be careful. There's no neutral energy. We are either positive or negative. But you know what? Positive is more powerful than negative. I've been off the radio for a few months now. Just let me shout out to my producer, Don. I love you. Thank you so much for your support. I had to take care of some family and some business things. People are more important than work. They're more important than money. What I did, what I was able to accomplish with my family while I was away from my radio show, I took a step back from my business, was exponential. And I'll get into that a little bit later, but I want my listeners today to know that I'm going to leave the phone lines open for the whole hour. I've actually posed a few questions to the community. I've posted a few topics on LinkedIn because that's where I get really good synergy with professional people who want to get better and healthier. I'm going to be talking about a lot of different topics, but I want everyone listening today to know that if you want to call in and ask me a question, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. And the producer is Don. He's an absolutely wonderful man. So when he answers the phone, let him know your name. And if the question is something you want to speak directly to me about without telling him, that's cool too. I trust that he'll put through the good people that are going to be calling me. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so I've been a relationship coach for 20 years. That's a long time. I actually started out as a life coach, and people said, you know what? Life coaches are a dime a dozen. You have to have a niche, you have to have a specialty. So, at about 5 years into my practice, I said, okay, what are some consistent themes that people have been asking me about wanting to improve themselves? Because my first client literally said, what's a life coach? And I said, well, a coach is someone who helps you score in the game of life. They give you strategy, they give you equipment, they give you support and encouragement to help you reach your goal and really succeed. But then I thought, okay, yeah, the people who've been coming to me, that first one was a district attorney. And his question was, I have the perfect job. I have the great family. He was raised Mormon. I have a lot of money. Yeah, and I'm good looking too. So I get a lot of attention. Why am I not happy? I said, because you're doing something that's not your passion. You got to get the good energy going. You have to do what's natural for you. Yeah, he said, okay. Actually, I profiled him. He was an INTJ. He needed to be in an introverted activity. He became a professor at a university. Well, you know what? I have had clients who, you know, a little Cuban girl, she came to me, she was 12, and she said, I need to raise my grandmother. She's crazy. I said, yeah, definitely. We'll help you with that too. I've had an actuary of a very large insurance company. He said, "Okay, I'm in my 60s. I'm ready to be happy. I think I had the wrong job and the wrong wife for about 45 years. Teach me who I am." Yeah, when we come together and the synergy that we create, it's about getting healthy inside of ourselves first. Everybody wants to be healthy. But what I love is what I learned in my ballet class. It's not just about balance, it's about being centered. Ooh, see, when you're getting up on your point shoes, on your toe shoes, you have to make sure that your weight is evenly distributed from top to bottom. That means you have to know how to feel your body. And if you're a teenage girl and your body is growing and changing literally on a daily basis, you have to be in tune with yourself first before you can dance with anybody else. And making sure that you don't fall over literally at any moment. Yeah, honey, that's a life skill just as much as being flexible or being strong or having the skill and ability. So when I teach people about synergy, it's about being very high quality in and of yourself as a soul before you bring anybody else into your relationships. Again, if you have a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, what I posed the question just to the community, to businesses, to social media on LinkedIn, the question was, do you respect people that you do not trust? That's a very important question because I always tell people that healthy relationships are about appreciation and respect and trust. They are an art, ART, appreciation, respect, and trust. But when we're talking about what is appreciation, do we genuinely appreciate people? No, social media has made us very counterproductive in a social way because it undermines our gratitude for people. We're not physically with them. Appreciation is not only being grateful for them, but it's truly valuing them. And I ask people sometimes when you go on social media, would you say that same thing that you just posted, right? On a conversation, an electronic conversation, would you say that to them if they were sitting right in front of you? Probably not, because we don't have that vulnerability. That's really what trust is about. If we don't appreciate what people are, who they are, then how are we going to trust them? And respect. Respect is about honor and dignity, genuinely thinking that people not only deserve to be honored, but appreciated for their abilities, for their qualities, character, the position that they're in. We don't even appreciate positions anymore because, again, with technology, everybody is the same. There are no people, they're all just electronic devices. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when my daughter and I went out every single weekend when she was young, one day, we were in a restaurant. We had a restaurant we liked to go to. We liked to talk about things. She said to me, she turned to me one day and said, "If you ever pull out your cell phone while you are with me in a public place like this, I will divorce you." And I said, "Baby, what? I'm so scared that you're going to pull out your phone when I'm talking to you. Why in the world would you say that?" She said, "Look at that family over there. It was a mother, a father, a son, and a daughter. They were all eating their food with their phones in their hands, not once making eye contact." And I turned to her and I just said, "Oh my God, baby, please promise me that'll never happen." And she said, "No, mommy, I promise. I love you. Thank you so much for not treating me that way." Yeah, it's very real. It's a very, very potentially divisive venue, right? This social media, they're making us antisocial. We have to get together. We have to physically be together to get that synergy going again, because words are just 10% of what we say. Eye contact, body language, touch, intonation, inflection, sense stress, modulation, volume and pausing. That's how we even give people the words. Are you comfortable being with other people? And when you're with them, how high quality is your energy? Ladies and gentlemen, positive will always be more powerful than negative. The only reason why negative wins most of the time is because people give up. They're very defensive and they're very suspicious. They don't trust people. I've actually had a couple questions that were posed to me before the show today, and I can't wait to answer them because some of them are much more fun than others. And they've actually been themes that have come up repeatedly in the last few months that I've been taking care of my family. How important are the relationships in our life? Yeah, they are very important. They are the foundation for everything that we do. After a few years into my life coaching practice, I saw the repetitive theme of what people wanted to know. How can I be with people? I'm having a hard time being with people. Even people that I love, I can't stand to be around them. The people that I work with, I can't afford to lose my job, but I can't work with them. Okay, so let's talk about relationships. One of the first things that I want to answer, let me see. Actually, let me scroll down. I want to get this. Okay. There was a client, actually, a colleague who said, "You know what? I have this son living with me after, let's see, 27 years, and I really don't like who he is." He originally was just a colleague, but he turned into a client because he said, "Look, I can see what you have with your kids, and I see what you have with your son. I want to know how to be with my son. I love him, but I can't be around him." And I said, okay, well, you know what? As his father, you have the opportunity to be amazing things with him and to him and for him, but you have to communicate. He actually looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language. I said, you have to teach him by talking to him. He said, well, he should know these things. I taught him before. While he was growing up, I said, well, apparently you didn't. And you need to find out what's going on inside of him. You have to stop and listen. You have to actually ask the questions to solicit the information to know who he is. Okay, well, that just opened a whole can of worms, maybe even Pandora's box. When we come back, we're going to take a real quick break. I'm going to explain that in even more detail because I have other questions here that I want to go ahead and bring up. And again, the phone lines are open for the whole show. 888-627-6008. If you want to ask a relationship coach who started out as a life coach any question, feel free to call in. We'll be right back. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. And the lines are open for the full hour today. If you want to call in and ask me a question, the number is 888-627-6008. And my producer, Don, will be answering the phone to put you through to me. Again, it's very important to remember that this is about synergy. It's about all relationships. So any question that you have about any kind of relationship, you're more than welcome to pose to me today. Okay, so I was talking when we took our first break about how there was a man, a client of mine who was also a very good friend, and he said, "Look, I love my son. I just can't be with him. I don't like who he's becoming." I said to him, "You have to communicate with him. You have to teach him things. First of all, find out what's going on in his mind, and then deal with those issues, address them, resolve them. You may actually need to teach him some basic life skills." I profiled his son. He's an INTJ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, some of you might know what Myers-Briggs is. I'm going to explain it a little bit later in the show, but it basically means that he is the most antisocial out of 16 personalities. He is the most antisocial person you will ever meet. He has no social abilities. He has no social interests. His verbal skills are, let's say, questionable at best, non-existent at worst. You have to talk to him. He said, "No, I raised him already. I shouldn't have to raise a 20-something year old again." Okay, well, you know what? You shouldn't have to, but we have to talk to each other. We have to be with each other. I tell people, my husband and I have been married 30 years. We still go for drives because that's how he listens best. My son and daughter, they're 25 and 27. We go out to restaurants to talk. We spend 2 hours talking with each other. One of the questions that a lady asked me, how should I talk to this person? We're having we've just a wall. We can't even. Well, you know what? Yeah, you have to listen. You have to get face to face. You have to be physically with people so you can read their body language, so you can ask them questions. You know, one of the great questions that I got from LinkedIn from Karen, her name was Karen. She was talking about how do I pick the right mate? Well, that's an excellent question. What I tell people about lifetime commitment, marriage, the marriage arrangement, you do need to have someone who, again, with the personality, is they're similar enough to live with you in a really good dynamic, good positive energy, but different enough to get things done. We don't know how to live together because we're always going in 10 different directions, or we're very distracted by something technological. It could be our phone, our computer, the television. We have to be able to be together with good quality, common, right, interests and bonds and philosophies and beliefs, but different enough to get things done in life. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. Okay, it looks like I have a chat here. Sue from Boston is online too. Okay. So go ahead and Don, go ahead and put Sue through. Did you have a question or a comment that you wanted to share with us today, Sue?
Hey Gabrielle, I'm really enjoying your show, and I know that you do the personality inventory in your coaching, I think. And I
Yes,
wanted to
I do.
ask you if you, yeah, if you're in a, because I'm hearing what you're saying about how you're employing different aspects of it in your relationships, like with communication with your husband and your kids. So my question to you is, if you're in a long distance relationship, how would you use that in your coaching for me? With my partner, who's very, very far away, how would you employ the personality inventory in coaching us when we're not even in the same state with each other?
Okay, well, first of all, again, I love that you're asking that question because if you are even attempting a long distance relationship, kudos to you. That is really challenging. I actually went to Arizona for 3 months to live in a homeless shelter, and I gotta tell you, being away, I was about 1400 miles away from him. It was hell, because I have a home, I have a family, I have good income. Living as a homeless person for my work, it meant we were talking to each other about 2 hours a day. That meant that we were on the phone for about 20 minutes, four or five times. We texted constantly. But I knew because he's an ESTP and I'm an INTP that his dominant function is extroverted sensing. So I made sure that when I was talking to him on the phone, about a third of the time we were just on camera looking at each other, but I sent him things. I sent him audio and video. And yeah, he was my husband, so I sent him dirty pictures. It was very fun. But I knew that it was very vitally important for him to speak to me and to hear my voice. And for me, I just needed to know that he knew that I knew that he knew that I was thinking about him because I'm INTP. I need to be thinking about him all of the time, and he needs to be stimulated by me all of the time. I think it's very important for you two to know each other, not only in your strengths and in your weaknesses, because when you are separated from each other, you have to work twice as hard to stay together mentally and emotionally. Did that make sense?
It does. So how would you go about coaching you? How would you, let's say we wanted you to be our coach, how would you go about coaching us long distance, both of us being in two different places and you being in a third different place?
You know what? Honestly, Sue, I'm going to tell you the bottom line. I only have one client now out of my entire client base that physically goes to the same place with me. And yes, it is Starbucks. I'm not plugging them. I don't like them anymore. But yeah, it's a coffee shop. Everyone else, we Zoom. We Zoom or WhatsApp. Getting on their phone and getting on the camera. Again, I really think that the visual is vitally important when you are communicating with the people that are important to you. Get on your technology and look at each other. And again, we have so many different venues for phone conversations, video calls. You have to be with each other visually and audio when you're not physically within touching contact range, because that's the other thing you really have to keep in a relationship, your physical contact as one of the vital elements of your relationship. So yeah, it'd have to be visual, usually Zoom, but sometimes people do WhatsApp.
That's really, really cool. It sounds like what you do with people is great, coming from that. And I think also what's good about the work that you do is that sometimes people in relationships, I think, are reluctant to go to counseling or coaching, but to come from the place of the personality inventory, it almost removes it a little bit from too high of an emotional place that they might reject and want and be afraid of. So I love what you're doing. I really do.
Thank you very much. And the fact that it's been 20 years, and my husband said, "Where's your client? Where's your client?" I said, "Well, honey, I'm done with them now. I've helped them out after 3 or 4 or 5 months." He said, "You're never going to get rich if you keep fixing people." I told him very early on, "Baby, they're not broken. They just want good information because counselors focus on the problems. Psychiatrists label them. Psychologists just make them feel more self-conscious. And doctors try to pump them full of drugs. Coaching is about making people feel good and successful when they score in the game of life." Yeah, it's fun to have relationships that I'm watching grow and expand. It's very gratifying to all of us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to do more research on you as a coach because I'm delighted with what I'm hearing. And I think a
And
lot
you
of
know
people.
what? And one of the books that I just finished is, Till Death Do Us Part. I haven't published it yet, but I got the manuscript ready to go to press. It's about marriage because you know what? In the 80s, marriages completely dissolved. People just wanted to cohabitate, but people are getting back into marriage and they do want life commitment and
Yeah.
they do want that bond. Yeah. So thank you so much for your
Yeah.
call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep doing the work.
Okay, have a
Good
great
work.
day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, and that's another thing that I'm really glad that Sue brought up when she was talking about distance. You know what? Your mind and your body are very, very in sync, right? But your heart is the source of it. And when we're talking about love, look, the way that I love my husband is very different from the way that I love my daughter. And the way that I love a brother in my congregation, his name is Vance. It's completely different than the way that I love my neighbor downstairs that I think I've seen maybe 3 times in 3 years. We've got good, healthy, positive energy that we can employ, that we utilize, that we put to good practical use when we come even into the grocery store. Like one of the cashiers the other day, she said, "I see you here with your daughter all the time and you're having such a good time with her. You put me in a good mood when I see you guys laughing and touching." Yeah, my daughter is 25 and we still hug and kiss even in public because we have that good, healthy love for each other, but it's also affection. We have that and we have that capacity when we know that, well, you know what? We might be hesitant because of technology or because of past experiences. I really know that people want, they still have that hunger, that desire to be together. There's just some inhibition and maybe some misunderstanding. So we're going to take another quick break. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach. I started out as a life coach, but after a few years, I realized, you know what? Life, the quality of life, it's really about relationships. So when people said, you know what? You got to find your niche, you got to have a specialty, I realized, yeah, relationships. A lot of the challenges that people face are about communication and conflict resolution. Wow, you know what? I have an idea. Let's make it conflict prevention. That was going to be my specialty because look, after 30 years, my husband and I are still like boyfriend and girlfriend. I have three kids, 25, 27, and 29, and we still go out to dinner once a week for 2 hours. Yeah, we're done eating and we still stay. The waiters keep looking at us like, when are they going to go away? You know what? When we're done being together. People hire me because they see that I practice what I preach and I have something very high quality. They just want the secrets. And I tell them going to a shrink and complaining for an hour and then having them answer your question with a question and then pumping you full of pills because you've been labeled as mentally ill, that's not going to make your relationships better. Get together. I can teach you. I have books, I have classes, I have webinars. I'm even getting coaching groups together. But if you have a question you want to ask me and you don't want to hire me, go ahead and call in. The station number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so now when we're talking about the dynamics of relationships, again, I always tell people that quality is more important than quantity. We just don't have time. We are going a mile a minute in every direction. How can you make the quality of your synergy exponentially higher? And the people that you're with, how do you even know the dynamics of your relationship? You have to know the person, but first you have to know yourself. Now, I have issue with the fact that people really liked the illustration of put the mask on yourself first. Well, yeah, when you're on an airplane, everybody knows that they explain that in the event of an emergency, if we lose air pressure, there will be masks that come down. If you're traveling with a small child or someone who needs your help, put the mask on yourself first. Then you can take care of them. The whole point is that is so you can take care of them. Unfortunately, we got a lot of very toxic messages from popular culture saying, you need to say no to other people, say yes to yourself. Okay, well, but that doesn't mean you have to reject them. It doesn't mean you have to neglect them. It doesn't mean you have to deny them. I always tell my clients, and even my friends and family members, if you're gonna take time away from me, make sure that it's because you intend to take care of you so that when you come back to me, you are high quality. Ask yourself that. When you say to someone, no, I need to take care of myself, do you end up being better as a result of the personal care that you have administered to yourself so that your thoughts and your feelings are higher quality when you are with them? It is with the purpose of synergizing with them, making them a higher quality soul, so that when you stay together, you've united in a quality way. And you're encouraging and supporting each other. Okay, so now I'm gonna tell a few of my little secrets. One of my biggest, I guess you could call it timeout, recharging myself things is stretching. Sometimes I need to stretch for 10 minutes, sometimes it's for 30 minutes, but the reason why it works for me is because I get my breathing back to where it's supposed to be and I get my blood flow going. That means that when I am done, all of the blood has gone to the different places in my body where it needs to go. So when I'm thinking, my thoughts are better quality. When I'm feeling, it's in a more calm and balanced way. And when I am physically with someone and I touch them, because I'm Italian, I like to touch, they can feel the good, healthy, positive energy. People like people. They like to feel their energy and they like contact. Our skin is our largest organ. So when we have been divided from COVID, get away from me and cover your face, and technology, text, don't call, we've become very counterproductive and counterintuitive to all things about connection. My husband and I would deliver food for Uber Eats. And it was so fun. I loved working with him because we would run around and we would have a good time. And sometimes we'd get cash. And it was like we weren't even working because we were having such a good time together. But I saw more and more people were saying, don't knock on the door. Leave the food on the ground. If you knock on the door, I'm not going to tip you. And I just thought, but that's the fun. The fun is coming up to the door and saying, bon appetit with your really horrible takeout from a fast food restaurant that, yeah. It's terrible food, but have a good time. Yeah, people don't want to talk and look at people anymore. Okay, so taking care of myself, I can then say to my husband and kids or friends and family, I'm back now and I am a very platinum person, where before I might have been plastic or even fecal. Right? Okay, but when we come together, then we have to be very high quality in our communication. And I always tell people, that we got the tip of the iceberg, that we got the topic, the issue, and then the problem. TIP. What's the topic that we're discussing? But what's the issue that triggered the topic? What's the problem that has turned it into something that we need to stop and we need to fix before we keep going? My son, and his wife have a little girl. They know that since I'm Italian and my husband is Mexican, we do have the village community. It takes a village to raise this little girl. But my other son and my daughter are also helping us out. We literally get together and say, okay, what have you been noticing with her? What have I been noticing with her? What do we need to do? We have to get on the same page. When we are disciplining her, we have to have consistency. When she behaves a certain way around you, why do you think she's doing that? You know what? When her father comes to pick her up, what are you going to say to him to tell him that no, we're doing things differently now? She's not doing, what you think. And we gotta resolve this issue before it becomes a genuine problem. Okay. So when we talk to each other as we're having these family conversations, not always in a restaurant, when we're talking about things like that, we can just sit in the living room. We have this one rule. Don't interrupt each other. I'm an introvert. I always said it really bothers me when you interrupt me. Don't do that. I told my kids that at a very young age. Yeah, you know what? Even when we're talking now, we say whatever it is that we're talking about, another person starts to say something, we say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish." About 2 weeks ago, my husband actually came to me privately and said, I love that our kids don't interrupt each other. Do you have any idea how great that is? I said, I know. Isn't that wonderful? That's why I can be with them for 2 hours. And then 2 days ago, my son came to me and out of his little personal space, he just said, Mom, I want you to know that I really like that we don't interrupt each other. I feel like you appreciate me and you respect me. I said, right, appreciation and respect and trust. Those are the things, those are the reasons why we still are friends as adults and we like to be together as people, not just family. Yeah. Then you know what? People, ladies and gentlemen, we all have different personalities. That's the other secret I want to tell you. I knew my profile when I was about 8 years old. I use the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Profile System. It is a very, let's say, accepted, world-renowned, highly utilized tool for everything from choosing a career to time management, health management. I explain to people when you understand yourself, you understand other people, you are better able to come together with them.